We haven't been silenced, and we've obtained enormous quantities of information that we forced out of McDonald's through the legal processes in terms of official documents that they would have preferred to have remained buried forever, and also admissions in the witness box from their executives and consultants, which vindicate the views of their opposition. The campaign has grown from strength to strength worldwide, and will continue to do so, whatever the verdict in the case. And the reason for fighting the case is to get the truth out to the public. And that is what has happened, whatever happens at the end of the case. And the most important thing is not whether McDonald's win or lose. The most important thing is whether society debates these issues, looks critically at the kind of diet that's being promoted, and the kind of jobs that are available, the kind of packaging that is used by all companies. So if our legal battle and the McDonald's campaign in general has helped to raise matters of public importance and encourage discussion and build up the confidence of people to have an alternative point of view than that which is imposed upon them by companies and by governments, then that is the most important success. Further, in this country alone, over 1.5 million leaflets have been handed out direct to the public since the writs were served on us. It's clear to anybody that the circulation of leaflets is unstoppable and still spreading worldwide. And in that sense, it's a campaign that has beaten a multinational corporation. And success breeds success. People are, you know, it puts a smile on everyone's face that people have stood up to what seems to be an invincible bully, an aggressive and growing multinational, and we've beaten them.